speaker after being here for 25 years.
我在这边做长老做了25年, 今天有点奇怪, 从为一个嘉宾, 受请嘉宾,
it's good to see many familiar faces again.
很高兴看到一些熟悉的面孔,
many new faces.
一些新面孔,
and I thank God for the work that he's done here.
非常感谢主他在这边做的工作。
This morning I want to consider a question that people often ask.
我今天早上想再思考一个问题, 大家一直想,一直会问到的。
And that is, what kind of church is this?
这到底是一个什么样的教会?
If we look around, we see there are many different kinds of churches.
如果我们环顾四周, 我们会看到各种各样的教会。
With many different names.
有不同的名字。
Here at Bakerview, what kind are we?
那我们Bakerview是什么样的一个教会呢?
Where do we fit in?
我们是怎么样融合到整个教会的系统里面?
Now, as far as the Bible is concerned, there's only one kind of church.
在圣经里面只有一种教会。
That is the church built on the one foundation.
那就是教会在一个磐石和根基上面。
This is the foundation of Christ.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
Christ is the one and only true foundation of the church.
耶稣基督是唯一教会的根基真理。
If a church is built on the true foundation, it is a true church.
如果教会是在一个真的根基里面,它就是真的教会。
If not, it isn't a true church.
那它不在一个真的根基上面,那它就不是一个真的教会。
And this is what we should be really concerned about.
这个是我们要非常关注的点。This
is what really matters.
这也是一个重点。Suppose
you think you have a painting by a famous artist.
假设你有一幅名画。Say
Van Gogh.
假设他是梵高的画。The
important thing is not which one of his paintings you have.
并不在乎你有梵高的哪幅画。
It's not that important whether it's a big one or a little one.
是大的画作还是小的画作?
Whether it's a painting of stars or flowers.
它的画作里面是花呢,还是星星?
What's important is whether it is a real one or a fake one.
最重要的是,这是否是一幅真的画?
Because all of the real ones are valuable.
因为只有真的才是有价值的。
But none of the fake ones are.
赝品都没有任何价值。
The most important thing about any church is whether or not it is a real church.
那回到教会的问题上面,是否是真的教会才是最重要的?
Whether it's built on the one foundation.
那它的根基就是我们是否只有唯一的根基。
Now in 1 Corinthians 3 verses 10 and 11, the Apostle Paul speaks about laying the one foundation.
在哥林多前书3章10节和11节, 使徒保罗也谈到了这奠定唯一的根基。 我照神所给我的恩,好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基, 有别人在上面建造,只是个人要谨慎。 谨慎怎样在上面建造, 因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督, 此外没有人能立别的根基。
Paul and the other apostles were sent by Christ to lay the one foundation of the church.
保罗和其他的使徒也被差派去为教会奠定这个根基。
And that foundation is Christ himself.
那这个根基也就是耶稣基督他自己。
It is the essential truth about Jesus.
它是唯一关于耶稣基督的真理。
And this consists of, first, his identity.
这里面最重要的其中之一呢,就是耶稣基督他的身份。
Who he is.
耶稣是谁?
He's both God and man.
他是神,他也是人。
Jesus once asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
耶稣问过他的使徒说,你觉得我是谁呢?
And the answer was crucial for the church.
这个回答对于奠定我们教会是什么,是成为一个重要的基础。
Read this in Matthew 16, verses 15 to 18.
马太福音16章的15节到18节。 耶稣说,你们说我是谁? 西门彼得回答说,你是基督,是永生神的儿子。 耶稣对他说,西门,巴约拿,你是有福的,因为 这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
See here, Simon Peter declared the truth of who Jesus is.
看到这里，西门彼得宣告了耶稣基督真实的身份。
The Christ, the Son of the living God.
他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus then said, on this rock I will build my church.
耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
The truth of Jesus' identity is the foundation rock of the church.
耶稣的身份的真理就是教会建立的根基磐石。
And this is where Jesus changes Simon's name to Peter.
也是在这个时候，耶稣把西门彼得名字，西门的名字改为彼得。
And Peter means rock.
彼得的名字意味着磐石。
Because Simon declared the all-important foundation rock of Jesus' identity, Jesus named him Rock.
因为西门宣告了那重要的根基磐石，就是耶稣的身份，所以耶稣称他为磐石。
But secondly, now the essentials also consist of Jesus' work.
那第二个重要的事实就是耶稣的工作。
What he did as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那他具体做了什么？他作为神，他作为神的儿子。
Now, when Paul reminded the Christians of the gospel, he emphasized Jesus' work.
当保罗提醒基督徒的时候，他强调的是耶稣所完成的工作。
1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 3 to 5.
哥林多前书15章1节和3到5节说到，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
So here Paul focuses on the crucial work of Christ.
这里保罗他强调的是耶稣基督他所做的工作。
And as Christians, we stand on what Jesus did.
那作为我们基督徒，我们重要的根基就是耶稣为我们做了什么。
His death for sins, his resurrection, his appearing to the apostles.
他为我们死了，他复活了，他并向使徒显现。
Furthermore, there is what Jesus continues to do.Through the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣也通过更加多圣灵的工作向我们显现他所做的。
And then there is the work he will do in the future when he returns.
他再来的时候，他也会有更加多的事情要为我们做。
This is all the crucial work of Christ.
这些都是关于基督最重要的工作。
And the identity and the work of Christ form the only true foundation for the church.
所以基督的身份和他所做的工作构成了教会唯一的根基。
And Paul says that no one can lay a foundation other than that which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ.
保罗说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
This is because these truths are what we call the essentials of the faith.
这些真理是信仰的核心。
They're essential to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
它也是福音的核心。
They're essential to the Christian faith.
它是我们信仰的核心。
These truths describe the real Jesus.
这些真理描述着真实的耶稣。
And they describe who it is that we are to believe in.
它描述我们所信靠的那一位神。
So they form the one foundation of the church.
因此它构成了我们教会唯一的根基。
The church is made up of those with faith in Christ.
教会是由那些信靠耶稣基督的人组成的。
And the essentials describe that faith.
而这些核心真理界定了这些信心。
And you know, these truths have been recognized and agreed on by the church from the beginning.
那才最早期的时候，这些真理就开始被承认和共同的接受。
They were summarized in statements written by the church back in the first few centuries.
在教会最初的几个世纪里面，他们就会被总结成一些信仰声明。
And the wording of these statements varies, but the main points are all the same.
这些声明它措辞不同，但是主要的内容是一样的。
Now, I've written out these essentials of the faith in the shortest, simplest way that I can.
我已经尽量用最简单的、短的语言把这些信仰的核心要义总结了出来。
And there's copies available at the back that you can pick up after the service.
那教会礼拜结束后也在后面，大家可以任意的去拿到。
They're in English and Chinese with scripture references.
有中文和英文，也有也有经文参考。
And we'll also post them on WeChat.
我们也会在微信上面发布。
And I think you already have something similar that you use as well.
相信大家也有一些类似的已经使用了。
Now I'm not going to read them all now.
那我现在不会把它所有全都阅读出来。
You can look at them later.
你可以在会后自己去看。
Some of you are familiar with them already.
有些人可能对这些已经熟悉了。
Some of you even have done a Bible study with me on them.
有些人跟我在一起查考过圣经。
For now, I just want to emphasize that they focus on the identity and the work of Jesus Christ.
那我现在要强调的是，这些要义的重点是在于基督的身份和他的工作。
That he is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And that he revealed God is Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
这也揭露了父子灵是三位一体的存在。
And the Father sent the Son to be born as a man, Jesus Christ.
那神赐下耶稣基督作为儿子。
He died for our sins, rose again to give us forgiveness and new life.
他为我们死了，他复活了，来赦免我们的罪。
Furthermore, he gives the Holy Spirit to all who believe in him.
他也给了赐下圣灵，让我们每个人去认识他。
And the Spirit leads us to do the will of God against the power of sin.
那这个圣灵带领我们每一天去胜过罪。
And the Spirit unites all believers.
这个圣灵跟我们每个圣徒同在。
And empowers us for service and to witness for Jesus.
给我们能力去做见证和服侍他。
And finally, in the end, Jesus will return to judge the world.
那最后神也会来到再次审判。
And bring in the eternal kingdom of God for all his people.
带下永恒和赐下给我们永恒的生命。
This is the identity and the work of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的身份和他真正重要的工作。
And this is the essence of the gospel.
这也是福音书的精华。
And the church is one foundation.
教会是我们是唯一的根基。
Now it's important to remember that each of these points is essential to the whole thing.
那我们这边要看到的是每一个都非常的重要。
They're like, when you pour a concrete foundation, you put together forms.
就像你要为混凝土搭建模板。
Next slide. You need a complete form to hold the concrete in place.
你需要完整的模板来固定混凝土。
Next slide. When the concrete is poured, then the forms hold it in place to keep the proper shape.
当混凝土倒入时，模板使它保持正确的形状。
But if even one is missing, then the concrete runs out and the shape is ruined.
如果少了一块混凝土就会流失，形状也会被破坏。
Next slide. Now it's good to know these essentials.
非常重要，我们需要知道这些圣经的真理。
So we can recognize real Christian faith.
这样我们就可以辨别真实的信仰基督。
And a real Christian church.
和真实的教会。
You know, there are groups that call themselves Christians and Christian churches, but they're not.
有些团体自称为教会和基督徒，但他们其实并不是。
They deny one or more of the essentials.
因为他们否认其中一个或者多条信仰教义。
They teach a different Jesus.
他们教导的是另一个耶稣。
And there are churches that used to hold the essentials, but they no longer do.
有一些教会他们过去持守这些信仰，但他们现在已经不持守了。
They now follow the common thinking of the world.
他们现在跟随世俗的主流思想。
And they've lost the real Jesus.
他们失去了真实的耶稣基督。
They might still have the essentials written down somewhere, but they don't really believe them.
他们或许在某些地方还存留着和写着这些要义，但是他们已经不再相信了。
And this brings up an important point for us.
这带着一个很重要的点。
The essentials need to be part of real faith.
我们必须要知道这些核心是核心的要义有真实的信心。
It's not enough to just say them.
我们口里面只是说一说是不够的。
It's not enough to just sign off on them.
也不够我们只是在下面签一个字，署一个名。
The church must call people to truly believe them.
教会要呼召真正相信他们的人。
And expect people to live according to them.
并且期待人按照他们来生活。
You know, the essentials can't be just points that people agree to in order to join.
这些要义不能只是人们简单的答应来到教会的一个条件。
Can't be just a matter of checking a box.
它不能只是一个勾一个我同意。
You know, like when you download an app.
比如说你下载一个小程序。
There's all these terms and conditions that you have to agree to.
你下载小程序里面有非常多的条款和条件你要同意。
You have to check the box.
你必须要选我同意。
But nobody actually knows what they all are because nobody actually reads them all.
因为我们根本不知道这些条款里面写了什么，我们也没有时间去读这些条款。
Because they're 10 pages long.
因为有十页的条款。
And you couldn't stay awake long enough to read them because they're so boring.
这些条款实在是太无聊了，我们都没有办法去读完。
So you just check the box.
所以我就选我同意。
You want to use the app.
因为你想要使用这个小程序。
You want to play the game.
你想要玩游戏。
You want to join the chat group.
你想要加入这个沟通群。
Or even read the Bible.
哦，或者是你想要读圣经。
Most of us use Bible apps.
我们很多人都用圣经的小程序。
But the essentials can't be just like a box that you check.
但是这些要义不能只是我们选择我同意这么简单。
They must describe the actual Jesus that we believe in.
它必须得描述我们相信的耶稣是什么样的呢？
Now,When we first turn to Jesus, we may not know all the essentials.
当我们刚认识耶稣的时候，我们可能并不知道这些所有的圣经要义。
That's quite common.
但这个很常见。
Don't worry if you don't know them all yet.
不用担心如果你还不知道所有的要义。
But as the church teaches them, we soon learn them.
当教会不停地在教导的时候，我们也更加多地去学习了解。
And our faith becomes more solid and more definite.
这样子的，我们的信心也会变得更加的坚固和清晰。
And furthermore, though we can know what the essentials are, we'll never know everything about them.
而且我们当我们认识这些要义，我们又没有办法完全的理解这些所有的要义。
Our limited minds can never fully understand the infinite God.
我们所有的理智没有办法理解完全的神。
For example, how the one God can exist as Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
比如说父子圣灵他们三个是怎么一起存在的。
Or how the eternal Son of God can become a man.
那永生神他怎么会变成一个儿子的。
The depths of these things are beyond our finite mind.
这些奥秘它远超乎我们的理性。
And you know, we will spend all of eternity learning about and experiencing the infinite God.
我们可以在永恒里面一直去学习和经历这位神。
But we receive these truths now as part of God's good news to us.
我们接受这些真理作为神给我们的好消息。
They reveal Jesus, our Savior.
这些真理告诉我们耶稣是我们的救主。
Who he is and what he's done.
他是谁？他为我们做了什么？
And as we receive them and believe them, he becomes the living Almighty God in our lives.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，他就成为我们的生命，他就成为我们的神。
The God who knows us and establishes a relationship with us.
这位神，他认识我们，他跟我们建立关系。
The God who gives us his eternal life and everything that goes with it.
这位神给了我们的永生生命和所有一切给了我们。
Now, next slide. Every real Christian church has these essential truths in common.
每一个真正的教会有这些共同点。
No matter what the name of the church is,
不管教会的名字是什么,
no matter what language is spoken,
不管这个教会说什么语言,
no matter who the founders of the church were,
不管这个教会它的建立人是谁,
no matter how new or old it is,
不管这个教会是多新或者多老,
no matter where it meets,
不管你大家是在哪里聚会,
in a great cathedral or in someone's basement,
在某些人的家庭教会里面地下室或者是在一个大的教堂。
No matter what the style of the church is,
不管这个教会的风格是什么样的,
you know, whether people jump up and down or whether they just sit still,
不管大家敬拜神的方式是怎么样子的, 你可能是在欢呼跳跃, 也有可能是坐在那里安静的听。
Now, yes, there are differences between true Christian churches.
当然,神的教会是否是真还是假的教会是有很大区别的。
They all agree on the essentials, but not necessarily on other things.
他们是有非常多的要义上面要共同的认同，但是不代表他们所有的都认同。
Such as how they practice baptism.
比如说，有些不同的点，可能是不同的教会里面对受洗的方式不同，有不同的方法。
Whether they should be involved politically.
或者是他们政治的参与可能会有不同的看法。
Or on views on leadership or administration.
或者是领导的体制、行政的管理，每个教会可能有不同的看法。
Now, some of these things are important too.
那这些事情可能也很重要。
But they're not as important as the essential.
但是这些事情跟核心的真理要义并没有直接的相关。
And so churches can agree to disagree on these things.
那教会可以在这些问题上彼此保留不同的意见。
But still recognize each other as a real Christian church.
但是我们彼此认同对方是真正的教会。
What should be most important to us are the essentials.
那对我们来说最重要的就是教会的要义。
This is what makes us Christians.
这是让我们如何称我们是基督徒最重要的点。
And this is what makes our church a Christian church.
这也是让我们的教会成为基督教会最重要的方法。
And so this is what we should look for and emphasize.
这是我们需要强调的点。
Not our differences.
而不是强调我们的不同。
Emphasizing our differences causes division and disunity.
强调不同只会造成分裂。
And you know, God hates that.
神恨恶分裂。
You know, let's read 1 Corinthians 1, verses 11 to 13.
我们来读哥林多前书一章的11节到13节。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们说你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。基督是分开的吗？保罗是为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
Paul is very upset about these divisions in the church.
保罗对教会的分裂感觉非常愤怒。
And the Christians are identifying themselves by their differences.
基督徒经常用彼此的不同来认同自己。
In this case, the different leaders that they follow.
在这里他们是按照各个不同的领袖，他们所跟随的领袖来认同自己。
Now, these were all good leaders.
这些都是非常好的领袖。
They all taught the true Jesus.
他们传讲的都是真实的耶稣。
But they had different styles and different ways of teaching.
但他们有不同的风格和教导的方式。
And they had different relationships with the church.
他们和教会有着不同的关系。
There was the Apostle Paul himself.
比如说保罗他自己。
He planted the church at Corinth. He laid the foundation.
他在哥林多建立了教会，他在那里奠定了基础。
But there was also Cephas.
有基法。
Which is Peter in the Jewish native language.
也就是彼得，也是犹太人本族语言的称呼。
You know, the Jews spoke their own native language as well as the language of the empire.
犹太人他们有自己的语言，也讲帝国通用的希腊语。
And Peter was also an apostle.
那彼得也是一位使徒。
That he was famous as a leader of the 12 who traveled with Jesus.
他以十二使徒的领袖而闻名，他们十二个人曾与耶稣一同同行。
And he was the first leader of the early church.
他也是早期教会的第一位领袖。
And there was also Apollos.
还有亚波罗。
He was a teacher at Corinth and a great speaker.
他在哥林多教导人，他的也善于讲道而著称。
And so the Christians were attaching themselves to these different leaders.
那基督徒也把自己依附在不同的教师身上。
And it's like they were saying, I'm a Peter Christian, I'm a Paul Christian.
他们就会说我是彼得派来的基督徒，我是保罗派来的基督徒。
I'm this kind, I'm not that kind.
我是这一类，我不是那一类。
And they were identifying themselves by their differences, and this was causing division.
他们彼此用差异来认同自己，这样就造成了分裂。
Did you notice the last group?
大家注意到最后一类吗？
They seem to be better.
他们似乎看着更好。
They say, I follow Christ.
他们说我是跟从基督的。
That sounds right.
那这样听上去是对的。
But Paul groups them with all the others.
但是保罗把他们也归为其他人当中。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because they have the same divisive attitude.
因为他们有同样的分裂态度。
They still separate themselves from the other Christians.
他们仍然把自己与其他基督徒分开了。
They just separate themselves by saying, we don't follow any of those leaders.
他们就说我们没有领袖的一群。
We're the group without leaders.
我们是不跟随这些领袖。
Maybe they don't think they need leaders.
他们认为他们自己不需要领袖。
But the point is, they're also separating themselves from the other groups.
但重点是他们把自己与其他基督徒分开。
And each of these groups identify themselves by what separates them.
每一组人都以彼此的差异来认同自己。
By what they don't have in common.
彼此他们都看到没有共同的地方来认同自己。
And they all divide themselves from the others.
他们把自己与其他人分开。
But Paul asks, is Christ divided?
保罗问，基督是分开的吗？
Don't you all believe in the same Jesus?
你们相信的不是同一位耶稣吗？
Who was it that was crucified for you?
是谁为你们钉十字架？
Your leaders or Jesus?
是你们的领袖还是基督？
In whose name were you baptized?
你是奉谁的名受洗的？
In the name of your leaders or in the name of Jesus?
你们是奉领袖的名还是奉基督的名？
You know, as Christians, we all stand on the one foundation.
作为基督徒，我们都是同在一个根基上的。
And we should be thankful for that.
我们要为此感恩。
But Paul gives a warning in our passage in 1 Corinthians 3.
但保罗在哥林多前书三章给了我们一个警告。
We just go back to the next slide. He says, let each of us take care how we build upon the one foundation.
他说个人要谨慎怎样在这一个根基上建造。
You know, as members of Christ's church, we're all building on the foundation in some way.
作为基督教会的成员，我们都在某种程度上建造这根基。
We all make some contribution.
我们都在做出贡献。
What Paul is saying here is don't do it in a divisive way.
保罗这边说的是不要以分裂的方式来建造。
You know, this is what Paul is talking about in these chapters.
那保罗也在这边这段经文里面的整体背景。
We've just seen that he's addressed the problem of divisions in chapter 1.
我们刚刚看到他在第一章里面他正在处理分裂的问题。
Then in chapter 3, he goes on to emphasize how unspiritual or how merely human these divisions are.
他在第三章强调说这些分裂是多么属肉体属人的。
Because these different leaders all serve the same Lord.
因为这些领袖他们都是侍奉同一位主。
Let's read chapter 3 verses 4 and 5.
我们来看哥林多前书三章的四到五节。有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。
Then at the end of the chapter, he again tells them not to emphasize or boast in these different leaders.
也在本章的结尾，他再次告诉他们说，不要强调或夸耀不同的领袖。
Because everything that these leaders have to offer belongs to all of us.
因为这些领袖所能提供的都属于我们每一个人。
Read verses 21 to 23.
哥林多前书三章21节到23节。所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的，或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
So we shouldn't boast in one leader or in one group.
所以我们不应当因每某一个领袖或每某一个群体来夸口。
Because everything that's true to the one foundation is ours.
因为凡符合这一个根基真理的都是我们的。
Doesn't matter where it comes from.
无论它是从哪里来的。
We should affirm and receive the truth wherever it comes from.
我们应该肯定并接受这个真理无论它从哪里来。
Because we are Christ's.
因为我们是属基督的。
He shares everything he has with his people.
他把他自己所有的一切都与他的子民分享了。
And he has everything because he is God's.
基督拥有一切因为基督他是神。
The Son receives everything from the Father.
子从父领受了所有的一切。
So going back to verses 10 and 11, Paul says, be careful how you build.
格林多前书三章的十节十一节，保罗说，你们要谨慎你怎样建造。
Don't build divisions on the one foundation.
不要在这个根基上面建造分裂。
Divisions are not appropriate to the one foundation.
分裂与这个根基是不相称的。
You know, Paul then goes on to cite two different kinds of materials that we can build with.
接下来保罗有提到两种不同的建筑材料。
And one of these kinds lasts and the other kind doesn't.
有一种会存留，有一种不会。
Read verses 12 to 15.
哥林多前书三章十二节。若有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上建造，个人的功成必然显露，因为那日要将它表明出来，有火发明，这火要试验个人的功成怎样。人在那根基上所建造的功成若存得住，他就得赏赐，人的功成若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样。
Do you see the two different kinds of materials in that list?
你看到这个清单里面两种材料了吗？
Gold, silver, and precious stones are the valuable kind.
金银宝石是有价值的一类。
They will survive the test of God's fiery judgment.
他们是经得起神的烈火考验的。
These are the holy Christ-like materials that will last.
它和基督的根基是相称的，它是可以存到永远的。
And they're appropriate to the foundation of Christ.
它是会像根基一样会存留。
But wood, hay, and straw are the non-valuable kind.
木头、草、木和秸，它是没有价值的。
They won't last.
它们不会存留。
They'll be burned by God's fiery judgment.
那神烈火来的时候就会被烧毁。
And they're not appropriate on the foundation of Christ.
他们不适合建造在根基的耶稣基督的根基上。
Now the point is that building divisions on the one foundation is building with wood, hay, and straw.
如果我们的根基是建造分裂，我们就是用草木和秸来建造。
They're not appropriate to the one foundation of Christ.
它与基督这一个根基是不相称的。
It's not appropriate to build separate rooms on the one foundation.
我们是不能在一个根基上面去建造不同的房间。
The church is not meant to consist of separate isolated rooms.
教会它不是由分割开来的房间来组成的。
The church is meant to be an open concept.
那教会它是一个大房间。
And focusing on the building on the one foundation is building with gold and silver and precious stones.
专注于这个根基，它就是用金银宝石来建造的。
When we emphasize our common foundation,
当我们强调我们共同的根基，
we're meant to build one big room on the one foundation. Next slide.
我们就在这个根基上面建造了大房间。
As we're on the one foundation, we build and we build one room.And an open concept church.
这个房间它是大房间，它是开放的一个教会，一个根基。
Just hit it again. Oh, okay, didn't work. Just to finish, let's listen to what Paul says in Ephesians 4.
那保罗他在以弗所书第四章所提到的。
Verses 4 to 6.
以弗所书四章四到六节。身体。只有一个圣灵，只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神， 就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
See, there is actually only one church, one body.
他一看到这边只有一个教会，一个身体。
Because there's only one Spirit who indwells all Christians.
因为只有一位圣灵住在每一位基督徒里面。
And yes, we meet in various local gatherings.
是的，我们需要不同的地方来聚集。
But we're all to be aware that we're part of Christ's one church.
但是我们要意识到我们在基督里面都是同一个教会。
He is the one Lord.
他是一位主。
We all share the one faith.
我们共享一个信仰。
Or else we're not Christians.
否则我们就不是基督徒。
You may have watched some of the Olympics recently.
可能大家最近有在看一些奥运会的比赛。
You're not too turned off by the negative aspects of them.
如果你没有因为一些负面的消息对他感到没有兴趣的话。
You know, when Olympic athletes compete for their country, they all wear the same uniform.
当奥运会的运动员他们参加国家比赛的时候，他们穿的都是同一个队服。
I kind of always like seeing the different uniforms.
那我们都会认为我们自己是参加同一个制服的。
But they identify with their country.
他们认同的是自己的国家。
It's their country that sent them.
是国家差派他们的。
They don't wear uniforms from their separate provinces or cities.
他们穿的衣服不是代表他们的省或者是城市。
BC, or Canadian athletes don't wear BC or Toronto or Quebec uniforms.
那加拿大运动员穿的不是 BC 省的，也不是多伦多或者是安省的制服。
Chinese athletes don't wear Beijing or Guangdong or Shanghai uniforms.
那中国的运动员也不会穿广东、上海、北京的制服。
Doesn't matter what city or province they're from.
不管你是哪个城市或者是省份的都不重要。
It matters what country they're from.
重要的是你是哪个国家的。
And what matters for us as Christians is that we all stand on the one foundation.
对于我们基督徒来说，我们都是站立在同一个根基上。
Jesus Christ.Who he is and what he does.
那基督耶稣他是谁，以及他为我们所做的一切。
So let that be our focus.
让他成为我们的焦点。
And let that be our sense of who we are.
让他成为我们身份认同的核心。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the one foundation of Christ.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们有共同的这个根基。
We thank you that.The one Christ, the Son of God, died for all.
我们感谢你，你差派耶稣基督为我们而死。
We thank you that we can all stand on him as our one foundation.
感谢您可以让我们在他上面能够站立。
May that be our focus.
让他成为我们的焦点。
May we not concentrate on the things that divide us.
让我们不要聚焦在那些让我们分裂的事情上。
Let us rejoice in the one foundation and glorify him.
让我们聚集在这个焦点里面来荣耀神。
Bless us, we pray, as we strive to build in a unifying way.
祝福我们当我们共同建立这个唯一的根基的时候。
And take away a spirit of division and disunity.
挪去这个分裂的灵。
Bless us, we thank you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祝福我们，我们也奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.